Right. Welcome, everyone. Please settle down. Have conversations outside if you can. If you're sitting on the edges of the rows, please gather in the middle so we can let more people in. There's a queue outside, I think. Welcome very much to the public procurement talk. I forgot exactly what the title was. It was Public Procurement for Digital Sovereignty. So we've already heard a couple. Wait, who am I? I'm Sebastian. I work with Appel. I thank you very much for joining us today. Appel is the European Open Source Business Association, and I thought I'd invite some people over to have a little conversation about public procurement. Public procurement sounds very enticing, doesn't it? but it actually is quite interesting. In the previous talks, we've already heard that there is a lot of talk about raising digital sovereignty in Europe, and we know all the international situation that has led to that. I've been looking into the history of public funding for digital stuff, and some of the oldest programs for digital industry funding go back to the 1980s. I think the discussion started in the 1970s when Europe found out that suddenly they fell behind in computers, and then they set up a joint program already between the European, how was it called at the time, economic union, economic community? Was that already? Yeah. So 1984 was the first of the programs that precedes Horizon Europe, for example. So it goes back quite a long way, and we've not really managed to catch back up. So that is also part of the discussion. And finally, I think, and that's also been said, it is a part of how we try and strengthen democratic control if we think of compliance of firms that want to do digital business here. So why are we talking about public procurement? Because very timely, the EU is just reforming the central procurement framework in Europe, and that is why it sounds so boring. It is a very general program or a very general framework. It's about the procurement.